When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. 11 days, the kickoff countdown right now. We've got games this weekend, of course, in college football. Four games, including, as we pointed out yesterday, one that we can't watch, Nevada and Delaware State. We have to find a way to watch
all
Delaware
about, State
and Nevada.
I know that we can do it. Ben, wake up over there, buddy. See if we can get a hold of sports information director, okay?
For Hawaii.
It's got to be on
Hawaii.
YouTube. It's got to be on
There's
YouTube.
There's got to be some way we can get this game, and I want to know how, okay, Ben?
There is no chance in today's day and age that you can have a game not on some sort of television
Delaware
or streaming.
State's going over there with an attitude.
Yeah.
And I want to see this.
Heard good things
what
about
What kind
them.
Of attitude?
That's an attitude. Didn't say it was a bad attitude. They're just happy to be there attitude, but they're having an attitude.
Some sort of attitude.
Some sort of attitude.
They're happy to be there in Hawaii.
Delaware State.
Yes. We need to find a way to watch the game. It's important.
I'd really question my existence as a football coach if my team wasn't on TV. There was no TV.
Wait
a second. No,
none.
I talked to the AD. We couldn't get this on anything.
What happened here?
What's going on?
I mean,
there?
ESPN Plus will almost cover any game. Almost any game. When you're on ESPN Plus, you're really just like, okay.
They'll go like Division III sometimes. This is a Division I game.
Like, what about local Hawaii TV?
Exactly. We got to find a way. Got to find a way
YouTube.
To watch that. Got to find a way to watch that. We had something epic happen before the show. I told Bill.
This is something that.
I teased it to Sip. I didn't tell him, though, but.
Is this idle chit-chat?
This is. At about 5:42, young Ben informed me of some unbelievable news that he's never told us before on this on the show.
Tell about the education piece first.
Young Ben is entering his final year of college. Okay, he starts up next week, next Monday. He begins his final year of college.
Backpack, headed to school.
It is required in the journalism school to have a minor. You know, he's a broadcast. He's a sports broadcasting major, news major, whatever it is. He's a journalism major.
Major. Steve Sippel.
His minor is in coaching.
He's a coaching minor.
Okay.
This all gets back to the voice of Columbus Lakeview.
Now, Sip, it went further.
We don't know this. We didn't know this was going on. I had no idea.
At this moment, young Ben is the head coach of a second grade flag football team.
Mind blown.
I told you.
This is something. Why are you hiding these things from us?
Just seeing Ben out there with the whistle around his neck.
This is amazing.
I have to see it in progress.
I look at him way different right now.
He's a coach. Coach Ben.
It's a little odd that you'd think maybe if he was coaching at some point in time, maybe since I did that for like 34 years, he might just remotely mention it to you. Oh, I'm also coaching.
I could use a tidbit here. Yes. Please. Maybe some tips.
If I was
Bill Bush, do I need to introduce you?
And I'm not asking like to help out. Just be like, hey, be interesting conversation.
Some advice.
Nope, never mentioned it at all.
Would you like his resume?
Just at all. I'll get that to you, Ben. I'll send you my resume.
See if it's worthwhile for some advice or not over there. He brought it up. Just I'm like, I said, hey, you know, what's your schedule look like? Well, I'll be leaving at 8 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I said, what for? I've got a class. What is it? Coaching.
Coaching. Coaching minor.
I'm a coaching minor, and I'm coaching second grade flag football right now. I said, how do we not know this?
How do we not know this?
This is important news for the show.
We could be looking at the next Jim Tressel.
Yeah. Oh yes.
He's got the
no,
hair.
Hang on now. Time out, Ben. Think about it. You'd look great in a sweater vest.
Yeah, you would.
You would look great in a sweater vest.
It could be your thing. You should show up to the next game with a sweater vest on. And then it starts.
Some nice khaki pants. Shoes.
This is awesome.
I thought it would blow your mind. I said this blew my mind at 5:42 a.m. I found this out today.
A coaching minor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is interesting. I didn't even know you could get a coaching
minor. I didn't either. When did this start?
Man.
Jake, you'd have loved that. Jake, you'd love to have been a coaching minor.
We've already discussed I couldn't be a coach. I'm too over the top.
Too
emotional.
Oh yeah. I was gonna use the E word.
At least I know though.
Yeah, you do.
I'm aware of that. I have awareness. I'm not a coach.
I wonder if you could dial it back though.
I could to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I don't think I'm cut out for
Jake
coaching.
Could be the only coach who would take the Dolphins' loss worse than his own. He'd be like, I know our team lost in a critical game to go to the state playoffs, but the Dolphins won. And Tua had a great game, and it wouldn't even phase him.
Let's look at the positives.
It wouldn't even phase him.
The 24-year skid is over.
We lost in the semifinals of the state tournament in football. But you know what? I'll tell you one thing: those Dolphins are playing their tails off. Yeah,
your AD would. Just
that sounds about right, Bill.
It sounds
about on par for how I'd coach. I have not. I don't have it in my future. It's not something I was interested in doing. But I respect coaches greatly.
That's some interesting idle chit chat sponsored by
Newton's Lawn Care.
Andrew,
call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. Anything else from yesterday?
Yes, we have some breaking news. We have some breaking news. You don't have to play the breaker.
Yeah, I do. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Oh,
that is breaking.
Are you kidding me? Okay. Of course, I have to. So
keep that
news.
Keep that up.
Young Ben has been doing some research over there during our idle chit-chat. He says that the Hawaii game will be televised on Spectrum Sports Hawaii against Delaware State.
So Ben, keep diving into this over there in journalism world and just see if we can find out if is it all reachable here in the States.
Yes. Can we find that in
Lincoln, Nebraska, can we somehow... I don't see me all of a sudden getting Spectrum Hawaii installed this weekend. And so I'd like to know if we can get to that. Thank you, Ben. Ben's working on some stuff.
There's some confusion.
Would any of you guys want to smoke?
There's some confusion.
You guys want one?
Yeah,
I thought you would.
I thought you would never ask.
Yeah. I got a pair. I got some
DP won't mind.
Victory cigarettes.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Pop one in.
Yeah.
You guys want one?
I'll take one of those.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Mark and Christy, friends of ours, dropped them off last night. He found these because we knew that was a big thing for us on the show. And they were at a candy store in Omaha.
Okay.
Just the fact that this was an original candy that me and Sip grew up with.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. It's like, what are you going to get? I don't know. Just get a box of candy cigarettes.
You could blow smoke out of them, remember?
You could blow smoke out of them.
That wasn't smoke.
Yeah, but
it was something.
You could blow something out of it. But right here, if you want, just get a picture of us here with this. Hmm. Huh.
Oh, I'll be damned.
I'll be damned. You're damn right. You're damn right. How about that? That was one of the basis of candy was to get the candy cigarettes.
Yeah,
your parents, if you're walking around with this in your mouth as a 6-7-year-old, mm-hmm. that was thought of as absolutely that.
No problem.
That's completely normal.
Yep.
Completely normal. What's going on over there? Are they smoking? No, they're having cigarettes.
Top 5 candy.
Top 5 candy. You always had one.
Didn't get it every time, but no. you get it. There you go, Jake.
Yeah, look at Jake.
We need an ashtray.
Find one over there for you.
We'll get Sip. One. When you were back in the day when smoking was allowed, were you smoking cigarettes doing at the Journal Star?
No, I didn't.
You didn't put
a lot of people did.
But didn't yeah, the people did, but didn't your whatever your boss
my sports editor smokes
cigars.
Cigars. You knew he was there because you could smell the cigar.
In the building.
In the building. You'd see smoke wafting. Yeah. It was
That's
amazing.
Incredible.
Yeah.
And does that not just scream? That just screams sports editor. Sports
editor. Right? I'll tell you what else screams sports editor. I'm not gonna. There was another sports editor, and when I was a younger dude, he would. And now, as an older dude, and you would understand this too.
Part of my job, his cigarette just as you'd hold a cigarette. Look at him; he's just got it just perfectly. Hey, do this one. Cuff it. Remember that? We had to kind of cuff it. Somebody walk by you to kind of cuff it.
Part of my job was to wake up the sports editor in the afternoon. He would doze off,
and your job is to wake him.
Yeah, I'd have to go over and say, "Hey,
we got to work out.
We got to wake up now." And he did have a bottle of Jack in his briefcase too, which was cool. He'd ask me to get something out of his briefcase, and there's Jack would be right there. I'd be like, "Cool,
that's cool.
Good job, bro." It was better times.
Candy cigarettes. Here we go. What do we got?
Spectrum Sports is a streaming service. Pay subscription.
Oh, another paid subscription. This is like Peacock again here. Pay for subscriptions here.
I don't know that I would do it.
ESPN Plus also.
Can I get it? Can I pay for it just the one game then, Ben? Can we do some research on that?
Pay and then cancel. Pay and then cancel.
Because sometimes you can pay and then just get back out. I don't know. That game's going to come on probably about 10 o'clock at night. And I want to see that.
Out of this room, Bill's by far the most likely to watch it.
Absolutely.
You have patience.
It kicks off at 11 p.m. this time. 11 p.m.
If
Central.
If you got Laura involved in this, you can
There's
watch.
A chance that this would be a tough one on me. Now, if it was Hawaii-San Jose State, I'd never miss it. And I'd pay the whatever $50 to watch it.
Aren't you somewhat intrigued in Delaware State?
Yes, I am.
I mean, this is a – I mean – Yeah, they're going across the pond. So it's not a pond.
It's not. It's still America, but it feels like across the pond with how long that flight
is. It's a 24-hour flight, probably.
Feels like it, at least.
Not 24. It would be in the teens. They're gonna fly direct to L.A. or San Francisco.
Yeah.
Then they're gonna fly from there over to Hawaii, and they're not going. They're going commercial. I guarantee it. They're not going. That's not a charter.
Wow.
They're going over commercial.
So you could see them in the airport.
Yes.
You could see that big team in the airport.
You could see Delaware State rolling through the airport. Where are you guys going? Hawaii. We'll be on Spectrum if you're wondering. Have a candy cigarette and enjoy yourself.
On YouTube.
Thank you for this.
Husker Army says, candy cigs, haven't had those in forever. Good find, Bill.
I didn't find them. Mark and Christy found them.
Well, he brought them in, though.
In Omaha, there's a candy store, a vintage candy store. I mean, you know what that is?
Oh, a vintage candy store.
But they have everything, all the stuff like we
that
had.
Sounds...
Pixie sticks, remember that?
Yeah, Chico sticks, probably. I wonder if they have Chico sticks. Pixie sticks. God, Pixie sticks.
Do you remember, Jake, you wouldn't have had that. There was a long tube and be what, 3 feet long? And it was full, it was plastic. And it was full of the pick, and you'd cut the end off. Remember that? And then you just kind of chew on it. Just kind of eat it and chew on it. And then it'd get all matted up at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not a fan. Wasn't a fan.
So then sometimes you had to recut it or just cut the other end.
Yeah.
Sometimes just cut the other end.
That wasn't a top five.
It wasn't a top five, but they were available.
Yeah, you sometimes would do
that. That was when you were down on your luck. They were like a dime.
Yeah.
And you'd buy them for like a dime. Hey, this is all I've got money for. This is all you got.
When you were a child, down on your luck.
Down on your luck.
If you want this kind of candy, I know that over in Greenwood, Baker's Candies just found out they have everything there. They've got candy cigs there, too.
Oh, so it's not just those little chocolates.
That place is huge. Baker's is massive, right on Highway 6. Massive
place. We could go there after we go to Ruhlman's.
That's right. On the way back from Thursday, we go to Greenwood.
Oh, Greg, Missing Tooth Greg.
The toothless one.
Hollywood Candy in the Old Market.
That's it. Boom. Greg. What does he not know?
I know.
Do you think, is this possible?
It's weird.
Is it possible that when I go to the search engine Google, that I'm actually talking to Greg? Is there a chance when I go to Google and I go to the search engine to try to find stuff?
Locked in somewhere.
Is Greg actually online answering my questions directly?
He's in a bunker somewhere
like that. Oh, well, look at this. Bill's typing some stuff in. I'll get to him.
You'll find it for real quick.
Wouldn't shock me one bit.
Hollywood candy. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Greg knew that right off the top of his head.
Yes.
Old Market, kind of fun to go down there. A little rough right now, but...
a little rough? You got to have a weapon, protect yourself.
Be safe.
I said it. Okay, what else?
Ron, not your dad, but Breaker Ron, says he's a 13-hour flight for Delaware State to Hawaii.
Yeah, Bill nailed it.
He said teens.
Bill nailed the teens. Bill, you know that
they're about 6 to 7 across the country, whatever it would be, from Delaware.
You've done that.
I've done that. And then the next, you know, from San Francisco, 5, 5.5, 6, whatever.
Did you do that with Rutgers? Is that what we're talking about?
No, did that with Utah State. We played at Hawaii. And it's the weirdest feeling. It's like the whole time you're there, it's like an out of body experience.
Why is that?
Just the time changed so much, and just all of a sudden you're just going from where it's like, hey, we just got done practice. It was 48 degrees. Now you're in Hawaii, and it's 84, It's just an odd feeling the whole time.
Yeah. You were just there.
Yeah, he was.
You didn't feel odd or out of body when you were down there at all?
I mean, it was a different deal than Bill because they were there for a game, and it was a little different.
That was the place, or I wasn't part of this, but I have the intel on this, where the Fresno State coaches were told to leave the game in the third quarter. Like, hey, listen, not a great chance we're going to win this. Go, you have to make the flight back. You make the flight back because you fly commercial. You don't fly. So go ahead, take your.
And if you miss, you're there till Wednesday.
Yeah, exactly. So six of the coaches got in a van, listened to the game on the radio, driving back to the airport.
I wish there's video of this moment. It's incredible. Amazing.
And they went directly in their coaching gear.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Yeah. No, Hawaii. As far as the trip goes, it was a fabulous trip. Waikiki beaches. I just love to go back and not work.
You went to Duke's, didn't you? I advise you to go to Duke's.
Duke's is good. Duke's is a good spot. Yeah. Good bar. Good restaurant.
You didn't go. That's a little bar restaurant. It's all wood.
I did not go to Duke's. Yeah. I think I would have remembered. But I do remember Waikiki Beach, and I remember the North Shore. It's beautiful. Anyway, any more idle chit-chat? We could do this. There's more. I don't have anything major.
I've got one last thing here.
Please.
It's sports related.
Sports.
Colt McCoy retired yesterday.
Yeah. Bill, did you see this?
13-year NFL career. He's going to go right to broadcasting. He's going to be an analyst for NBC Sports. And he will be in Lincoln for the Colorado-Nebraska game week 2 as an analyst of some sort. I don't think I think it's Blackledge is the main analyst. He's going to be an analyst of some sort for that game.
You got to send Colt McCoy in here. Yeah. Great.
I'm retiring. I'm going to broadcast.
He's an enemy. He's an enemy.
Let's have him on air. Let's talk to him.
We could. Zip it on the enemy talk now then. Okay. Yeah,
Was he at, and would he have made the team where he was playing at currently? Not with anybody? That's why I didn't say he retired. Was he on an active roster on a roster right now in camp and then just said, you know what, I'm done. I'm going to go do this. He was on a roster last year, correct? Didn't he start a game with the Cardinals or something?
I think you are correct in that.
Isn't he kind of an old?
He is. He's 37 years old.
Yeah, he's an old.
37.
How about the money he made?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
That's a lot of money.
At Texas.
You just cracked yourself up, didn't you?
I'm eating it.
You're eating the cigarette.
I went to the eating.
Yes, that's nothing wrong
what
with that.
What you do, yeah.
Yeah, he was not on a team this year. The Vikings worked him out, but they did not make the roster.
Gotcha.
So they're what Cole a McCoy's night coming
gonna,
to Lincoln.
What a night that's going to be.
It is. It's going to be. Gonna be very loud.
I saw Prime press conference the other day. He seemed strangely confident.
About that Nebraska, game or his team?
About his team. Okay. I wouldn't. If I was a Nebraska fan, I wouldn't advise watching it.
I told Steve Scary Sipple yesterday on the telephone. We talked after the show.
We did. As we often do.
And we often do. We talk after the show. And we just try to get better. Talk about our errors that we made. What we can do better. What we can do different. What are Ben's strengths and weaknesses. Talk about that every day. Now we got to talk about his coaching strengths and weaknesses. Right. And we're talking, I made a prediction on the game for the North Dakota State. I think Colorado wins handily.
I am blown away by that.
I think it's going to be
36-9,
I went with. I think they win the game handily.
Yeah, he went 36-9. I was like,
I think they win the game handily.
Why do you think that?
I just have a feeling.
They have some I think you would say that Colorado has some skill.
They have some skill.
Explosive skill position.
That's the part that I think will be there'll be a tough matchup for them. Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that actually. And Shadour. Shadour's scary. If Shadour gets on a roll, it's, you know, then the stadium over here will be tense.
Cool. Yeah. You'll have to get a feeling too for the fact that it's year 2. You know, that they're in year 2. Yes, they have a different coordinator and those, but they're in year 2. And I'm sure one of their main focuses, we have to cut down on sacks. Yep. And that will happen. They will not get sacked the same number of times they did last year.
They'll figure some things out.
If it's just structure wise with what you're doing offensively. Mm-hmm. So they're going to cut down on some things. And I think for that reason, they'll have some explosive plays. And and I just think, and now North Dakota State now is number 2. They're ranked second.
If they hammer them. Tension will be amazing. Oh, yeah. It'll be amazing.
It will be amazing.
It'll be beautiful. I mean, this is what you want. I mean, you want that. I mean,
it's
this
not
is where
supposed
you
to be easy.
No, this is where you embrace the tension. That makes it fun. If there was no tension, it would never be fun, right?
No.
Right? 100%. We should have more tension in this room.
We should start not getting along.
Right.
We should start not getting along off the air.
Throw hands just here during the break.
Hey, Ben, what are you laughing at? Yeah.
Oh, tough guy. No, over
like, all of a sudden, people find out too, like off air, they don't even talk. They
just
don't
quiet,
even talk.
They're quiet, very awkward in there. Very strange. Very strange vibe. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall.
Yes.
So I saw this yesterday. Now, we just mentioned Colt McCoy is going to be in Lincoln for the NBC sports game, Colorado Nebraska Week 2. Of course, he was in the 13-12 Texas victory against Nebraska in the 2009 Big 12 Championship. I bring it up because I saw an interesting bowl projection yesterday by Brett McMurphy of Stadium. And it wasn't just where Nebraska did. I thought it was very interesting where he had his in who he had his playoff teams. But he has Texas not as a in 12-team playoff, but also but playing Nebraska in the Citrus Bowl as a 26.5-point favorite.
Texas is a 26.5 point favorite
in this hypothetical bowl game situation.
Hey, this is just trolling, isn't it? I mean, it's in a good trolling. It's kind of a good trolling, but 26.5 point favorite.
List and you love list. I like list.
I love
hot seat list. This list, that whatever. They're kind of fun. This stuff is not even fun. Bowl projections.
I'm not as big on bowl projections.
Bowl projections. When they start talking, now when they're talking, okay, bowl projections for a Rose Bowl or something like that. Okay, I see this champion. When all of a sudden it's like the Gasparilla Bowl.
Yeah.
And we're going to see who's matching up at that. That is just, you're just randomly selecting. I'd love to go back. I'd love to go back and just say, give me the last 10 years of bowl predictions and let's take a look at them.
Yeah. No, I got you. It's just something to talk about. And it would be fascinating if Nebraska played Texas in the Citrus Bowl.
It would.
It means Nebraska had a good season, right?
Yeah, it would.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I'm not down on that part.
No.
I just don't. No matter what's written, I have zero faith in that.
No, I want to make I want to make something clear to both of
you.
Okay.
Do it.
I make a distinction. I love lists. Projections for bowls doesn't fall under the list category. I like lists. But anyway. This is interesting because it would mean Nebraska won 9. But what if they got beat by 31 by Texas in the bowl game? It would mar the season, right?
Wouldn't end on a good note, but still, if there was 9, there'd be a lot of, okay, all right, we made progress.
Would there be, though?
I think there should be.
I think there should be, but God, it'd be a bitter pill to swallow if Texas, your old rival, just waylaid you in the bowl game.
My question would be, I agree with that. My question is, like, right now, is there some couples sitting around with their kids going, guys, you know what? We might cut back on some Christmas gifts. We're heading to the Citrus Bowl.
We're going.
Nebraska's playing Texas.
New Year's Eve.
Look at this, guys. Read this. Yeah. Looks like we're heading ourselves down to Florida.
December 30th. New Year's Eve. Happy New
Year's
Year.
Eve, yeah.
Looks like we're heading ourselves down to Florida. Where is the Citrus Bowl, Jake?
I think it is in Florida.
How about we don't even know anymore. Orlando. We don't know anymore because it's been so long.
Everything's moved. It's in Orlando. Yeah. Orlando.
You know that.
New Year's Eve.
Because you've been there.
Been there. Coaching that.
Coach with multiple teams or?
Just one.
Wisconsin.
Just one. Wisconsin.
I nailed it.
Got beat by like 4 by the ball coach, Spurrier at South Carolina.
Is that right?
Yeah, we should have won the game. They called a holding, which would have basically won the game for us.
Did you lose it?
That we ended up losing the game.
Did you lose it?
I lost my mind. Yeah, I lost my mind. We were running the ball on them, and it would have made things very difficult for them to win the game. It would have put us up by like – like almost 2.5 scores at the time. But just, yeah.
Wisconsin, Florida in the Citrus Bowl. Hey, the Citrus Bowl would be great. It'd be great.
It would be great. It'd be awesome.
You know what the difference in that game was? So we played in the Citrus Bowl, and they had Clowney on their team. And we had Melvin Gordon and
Jadeveon Clowney.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
That's what I say.
I thought you said Florida. You said Florida.
Wait, Spurrier was at South Carolina.
Yeah, Spurrier was.
Remember, he went from Florida to the Redskins to South Carolina.
Oh, you guys were playing South Carolina with Clowney.
Yeah.
With Melvin, the drag race, you're coming off the edge.
Yes, exactly.
He's like a drag race.
And guess who played in the game?
What?
Everyone. Clowney's playing the game.
Nobody
Melvin
sat
Gordon's
out.
Playing the game. No one. There was no opt-outs. There was no opt-outs. The number one pick in the draft was playing in the Citrus Bowl.
Clowney.
Yeah.
Listen to the commentary here. Better times.
Better times. Better times.
Made Sip very happy with that.
It did
everyone
make me
played.
Happy.
Everyone played. Everybody played.
It did make me happy. It was the same when Nebraska played them. Nebraska played South Carolina in that bowl game and lost. And Clowney played. And they had that other edge guy. They had some other NFL guy on the edge. I don't know, Bill. You should know that. They had Clowney on one side, another guy on the other side. They had that big receiver, Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, he was good.
He went against Alfonso Dinard, and they got into a scrap, right?
He got ejected, didn't they?
Yeah, somebody
got
ejected.
I thought they both got ejected from the game.
I think they both got ejected.
Before halftime.
Yeah, it was a bad loss for Nebraska. Then Nebraska had Corey Raymond, and that was the famous quote from Corey Raymond, Bill. It was fascinating. He was the cornerbacks coach for Bo, and he was doing media interviews afterwards, and he had a famous quote. It was like, what, you know, somebody asked him what happened. He goes, look at them. Look at us. Look at them. Look at us.
Like, okay.
Okay.
That's, I wouldn't have said that out loud.
But he did.
He said it twice. Yeah.
A little frustration.
Look
there.
At them. Mm. Look at us. It's very, very candid. Yeah. He was very candid, yes.
So you might be curious, Barry, who's in the playoff list.
This is interesting.
This is Brett McMurphy.
Yeah,
one projection. Now, this is a different list we've seen from anybody so far. He has Oregon as the one seed, winning the Big Ten and the one seed in the playoff, followed by Alabama, number 2 seed, SEC champion, Miami, number 3, ACC champs.
They could win the ACC.
They could win it. Oregon could
this
be easily
This isn't a crazy
win.
List.
I know, we haven't seen this type
the
of shit, though.
The weirdest one we've seen so far, we've heard, is Alabama.
Right.
Because no one's taking Alabama to win the SEC.
Right.
Ooh, okay.
Number 4, Utah, Big 12 champions.
Could happen.
Okay.
Yeah, could happen.
Then you have Ohio State at 5,
okay.
Georgia at 6.
That could happen. Okay. They could slide back. Their schedule's very difficult.
Ole Miss at 7, LSU at 8, Penn State at 9. Virginia Tech at 10.
They're supposed to be really good.
Supposed to be really good. Yep.
And then the last two, Iowa at 11, and in the group of 5, Texas State from the Sun Belt, number 12.
Texas State.
Yeah,
you went with Texas State.
Memphis has been one of the lead stories for the group of 5.
Is that right? Memphis is supposed to be loaded up.
Memphis is loaded up.
Is that right?
Yes.
Texas State. 8-5.
I don't disagree with that. If you look at Georgia's schedule, most teams would probably be 4-8 with that schedule, who they play. I mean, Georgia has a brutal schedule.
Georgia is really brutal. Yeah. That's why.
Pull it up, Jake. Would you pull up Georgia's schedule?
It is not.
And read that off. And you're going to go like, okay, how are we going to go? It is to win the game, just how much the games beat you up.
Yeah.
Off the bat, they play Clemson.
That's your opener.
Really hard.
Right away. Okay, well, that's Clemson. Oh, they're down a little bit.
Really
it's Clemson.
No, really
number 14, Clemson.
Yes.
Yeah,
comes
really
to
hard.
Town. Then they play Tennessee Tech, so it should be an easy win. Then they head to Kentucky.
Yep.
A strain.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Then they're, after a bye week, at Alabama, September 28th.
At Alabama.
Pretty early for that game.
In the first 5 games, they've got Clemson and Alabama.
Yeah, in Kentucky. Are they going to Kentucky?
They are on the road at Kentucky.
Oh, my God.
That's a rough fist fight.
Yeah, that's a rough
Keep going.
Then,
it gets better.
Then they host Auburn. Then they,
not easy.
They host Mississippi State.
Okay.
Never easy.
Then they go to Texas.
Yeah, they got a ridiculous schedule. Yeah.
And they come back next week, actually have a bye week, then they will host Florida.
Florida.
They're in it.
Florida.
Now they're in the thick of it.
And then they're at number 6 ranked Ole Miss November 9th.
At Ole Miss.
And then they host the next week. Tennessee.
Okay. See, the new
That's
world.
The part.
The new world is really interesting.
I want you. Can you imagine
the new world?
If you flip this right now, what would be said right here in this state?
We can't do this.
If this
this isn't gonna work.
Imagine if that was
that's
your
what we'd be saying.
You'd be looking at going like
we'd be saying this. It can't work. This isn't gonna work. Right. No, well, and actually, what you're talking about is some degree of inequity here. I mean, that's a ridiculous schedule.
That's a lot of teams don't have. One of the major issues with college football.
Yeah,
compared to NFL, where it's like, first of all, NFL everything is exactly even. Why? Same salary cap. You're able to draft backwards, which means if you're bad, you draft up. Mm-hmm. All those things, you know, just... for that's not saying that's the answer for college football, but when you look at the schedules and you're sitting there going like, hang on now. So a Penn State.
Or no, Rutgers. Go Rutgers.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody's talking about Rutgers. Look at Rutgers' schedule compared to that. It's not even comparable. There's some inequity. That's called inequity. Yeah, but I don't know what you do. It's been like that forever.
So they'll play, again, for preseason polls, they'll play the 14th ranked team, the 5th ranked team, the 4th ranked team, and the 6th and 15th ranked teams.
They better be
and
good.
And the team that aren't ranked is going to Kentucky, going to play Stoops. Yeah, at Kentucky. Place will be nuts.
This is, God, you're going to kill me. But this is why, if I'm a Georgia AD, Texas AD, Nebraska AD, I'm not scheduling tough non-conference games. I'm not doing it. I'm not. That's my policy. You get your conferences loaded enough. Now, I'm not scheduling ridiculously easy non-conferences. There's a happy medium. But I'm not, I don't need a marquee game. I don't need, if I'm Alabama, I don't need to play Wisconsin. I don't need to do it. I'm not doing it. If I'm Wisconsin, I'm not playing Alabama.
Georgia's non-con games are Clemson, Tennessee Tech, UMass, and Georgia Tech.
See, you're all right there.
It's not
horrible. I want you to think about that at the very end.
You're all right.
So their last game is against Georgia Tech.
Right.
Bowl team, everything. Where are they talking about Georgia Tech right now? Huh, pretty good.
Getting better.
Pretty good.
Getting better. Going to play the Noles in Dublin, which is this week, by the way.
That's this Saturday.
Should be a game.
Oh, my God.
We were there.
We know. So the Noles are going to play, and we also know that Marty's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, Marty is going.
We got the little tidbit of information on that, and I'd like to try to go to that.
That'd be great. It's at Ag Park, which I didn't know till yesterday. My whole world changed yesterday. Wait a second. This is Ag Park where I used to work. Yeah. Marty's getting into my worlds are colliding. My brother, who I didn't even know was a good tennis player.
Right. State champion. State champion number two.
You want State me to, champion, you want me to play him?
I was reading the bio thing that I sent you guys, and I was like, man, what was I doing when this was happening?
He's like 27-3 or something like that. I had no idea.
He's pretty good.
Anyway. Average 10 points a game.
Yeah. Well,
won the
I remember
Big Ten
that.
Conference.
Yeah, I remember that because I was on his team. But in fact, I replaced him in the starting lineup, which caused some controversy.
Ooh, some drama in the family here.
Some family drama.
Hey, by the way,
get Sipple out.
You were talking about the defense. It was Melvin Ingram at South Carolina.
Melvin Ingram.
Who, by the way, was playing as of last year in the NFL. It's like a 10-year NFL career.
So they had Clowney on one side and Ingram on the other.
Yeah. When they warmed up, it was like, okay, all right.
There's some dudes over there in South Carolina.
Yeah, exactly, Bill. And they had Alshon Jeffrey, who looked like he could play defensive end. He did. He was a receiver. Yeah.
The ball coach had him going.
Ooh.
It was pretty good.
Before we get to break, you guys seem hungry this morning.
I'm hungry.
I know Sip is. Bill is hungry now, too. All right, hey, Early Bird, the place to go
the
for
bird.
Breakfast, brunch, and lunch, 6:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. every single day.
Every day.
They've got breakfast burritos, French toast, chicken fried steak, which is what, Bill?
Smothered.
That's right.
What
smothered.
Else?
They've got cinnamon roll pancakes, and also have the world famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
What they got? I don't think we'll ever not laugh for that.
Hash holes. The best part about that we can do is Jake's eyes.
Yeah.
That's what makes the whole thing. He looks up high to the high to his right.
He's always done that.
He's always done that.
He got to do it.
Yeah.
Part of the bit there. So
they're killing. If we got any word from Jamie when we're doing the live remote, because people have been texting me about when is the live remote.
I would tell you, I've reached out a couple times. He's usually been quick to get back. Nothing.
I'll check in today.
Jamie's like most famous people. He's hard to get a hold of.
He is hard. Yep. He is very famous. He's hard to get a hold of. I'll reach out to Jimmy.
Okay.
I'll reach out to Jimmy.
Jimmy's pretty famous, too.
Yeah, I got to talk to Jamie.
Jimmy's a little more
grounded.
I'd like
to make this happen, but I got to get response to make it happen.
Can you imagine? The
Breakers are going, by the way, to Early Bird. I get all the time people say they're going to Early Bird.
We'll fill the place up.
Okay, we got to do this.
I know our Breakers are going.
For everyone.
Ben, get ready.
Breakfast cocktails, 19th and K, free parking, unlimited free parking, basically. I mean, not fully unlimited, but it feels like it is. It's a massive parking lot.
Thanks for the caveat, Jake.
I would say
it feels like it is really not.
A 10-second walk to the front door. You don't want to miss it. Also,
three damn spots right, it's good parking.
Three spots in Omaha. Also, early bird. Yeah, check
Brian,
it out.
Where did that come from?
what did he say to you? How do you finish up his assessment?
My final assessment.
In totality.
When we come back, some positive news on ticket sales in college
football. Interesting. Bill likes this.
Next, an early break on the ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.